Good.
Awesome.
Morning Wood Radio, 7:15 a.m. Sometimes the music works, sometimes don't. 7:15 a.m. We are live on the pod with your host, Hoop the Sheriff, and our guest host today with the upcoming event here at the end of October, Season 2 HybridCon Games. How are we doing today, boys?
Can I just ask you guys, is it the shirt or do you think my arms are getting bigger?
I'm not going to lie. These Battle Bunker shirts fit my chest so well. I just like to wear it around all day. It makes me it gives like an extra 10% buffness.
Yeah, where do you get these things, dude? I fucking feel good.
The only person that knows my secret is Matt in this group. And I can't share it.
What, do you pre-shrink them all or something?
Where would you go to buy them, Austin?
It's a process we use. I have this guy up in Simi Valley that I used. It makes them fit really well. It makes them last for years. I still have one from like 7 years ago that I bought in the Navy.
Really? From this guy?
No, if I tell you anymore, it'll be giving away the secret. I can't do that.
Can we have an adult conversation? Why are you drinking out of a cat bowl?
Is this a cat bowl?
That is a cat bowl. Okay, so
I have a reasonable explanation. So my espresso machine only allows a cup like this big to go in there. I don't have any espresso cup, so I had to put a bowl in there because it's thin.
All right, I just wanted to know if this is some like kind of new influencer coffee routine that I'm not aware of.
No. It's just,
he's drinking out of his espresso machine.
Hans, would you mind telling us about like what's your morning routine? Because I'm just curious. With that kind of look, dude, you could peel the paint off the walls of that sexy mustache.
Dude, this thing is growing in so awesome. Like,
it looks great.
I'm really pumped for it to, a couple more weeks, it's going to start twisting up on the ends and it's going to have this like nice little curl going on. So, and then the hair takes like, 3 to 5 minutes to get the hair ready. But once I'm up, man, I'm ready to go. Rolling into the gym, 5:30 a.m., getting my pump on, it all just happens, man.
Matt's one of those really hairy guys. Like his hair grows so fast.
You know what's weird? My hair grows insanely fast on top of my head, but nowhere else. Like, I don't have very much of a beard. I don't have any chest hair, back hair, maybe a little bit of butt hair, but just enough. But I wish, like, I feel like you're the kind of guy, if you sneeze too hard, your mustache will triple in length.
Yeah, no, it goes really fast. Like, I could grow a sick beard.
What's your background?
Dude, so I just found out, man, like 2 weeks ago, I found out my whole entire, like, life history through Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
There's a plug there for Ancestry, but I'm Mexican and like Eastern European.
I knew it. Did you not know you were Mexican?
I mean, I had an idea I was. Just look at me, but like it solidified it through Ancestry that I'm 100% like or 50% Mexican.
Only Italian men and Mexicans have mustaches like you. Like you could be the head of a cartel with that level of mustache. That's the kind of respect it demands.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously. That's why I told you guys like a couple weeks ago, I'm growing a sick mustache for the HybridCon games because you need to demand that power. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I was going to, kind of cut into. Being that you're the head judge, do you think that this mustache is going to play a big role in substantiating your level of respect out there on the field?
Yeah, I really do. I think, the mustache has a huge factor in like the alpha dominance part of everything that's going on here.
I like this. Have you guys ever tracked and followed how weird of a person Dave Castro has been throughout all of his CrossFit game cycles? Like sometimes he has like corn braids in his hair. Other times he bleaches his hair. He has different looks every single season. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but it's something.
Yeah, Dave Castro kind of like does. He has like he changes his appearance. Now he's just like kind of the scruffy long guy, just going about his business. I think he's just trying to find.
There's a certain level of respect, and once you reach that point, you can do kind of whatever you want. All right, guys. So good morning, everybody. We always like to kind of start the podcast by shooting the shit because getting right to business, that there's no fun in that. And Jared Brachia, always good to see you. And
he gave us a whole analysis last week, 2 weeks
Not willing
ago.
To accept it. Not willing to accept that. And the rest Jared of the crew's shown up. We appreciate you guys showing up. Today was not is kind of like an update show where we're going to talk about all things Battle Bunker. Some of it we're going to be talking kind of in like the live form. Other things we're going to be focusing on is just informing people who are going to be competing at Battle Bunker some information. So if you guys are fans or athletes, like it's best that you guys ask these questions now. We're going to try to break down the entire weekend, give you guys as much information to show up and perform at your best, but also leave a little bit of mystery so that there's more excitement when you guys get there. I promise that everything that you guys get today will be everything that you need to perform at your highest. We're not leaving anything out there so that you guys have a challenging experience. Austin, is that your dog?
Is that Louie?
Yeah, okay. You guys can hear that?
Yeah, everybody can hear it.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah. Just for the sake of the podcast, I'll get shot. That dog will get shot. So, first of all, guys, I want to break things down. If you are new to what's going on at Battle Bunker, you've just tuned in, you've never heard of Hunter McIntyre, Austin, Matt, Ryan, I'll just break down the whole assortment of the people that you're looking at right now. Hunter McIntyre, race director for Battle Bunker. Austin and I partnered up a while back. Austin's the founder of this incredible event. Just through years of him being a very successful and enlightening YouTuber, a guy in the Navy, someone who loves the military and all things first responders in the United States and globally, from what I understand. He has a really good insight into this kind of world, and we decided to partner together and create an amazing competition to challenge athletes in the most utmost exciting way that we could find possible. A mixture of hybrid, tactical fitness, all of these things to find out the mental and physical strength of an athlete. Unlike things that we've witnessed before, we wanted to bring a new dynamic to competition out there. That's myself, Austin, as I just kind of explained him, you know, he can speak on his behalf, but he's going to be running media for the entire project and he's going to be the voice of the brand. Myself being the race director, guys, you're going to witness that I'm going to be controlling. I created the workouts. I'm going to be controlling the flow of the weekend to make sure that everything is timed properly, run efficiently, and is balanced as well possible for my team and the athletes as well. I want to make sure that everyone's getting the best experience possible, even the spectators. Our buddy Matt Stevens, who we just found out is Mexican, he is going to be running the he's going to be the head judge. He is going to be the person who structures everything that has to do with scoring and making sure that communication with athletes is always efficient as possible between the scorecards, their judges, and myself. And we know that that's the best way to handle things. We've recognized after a couple of years of doing this that having that layer and that hierarchy of structure allows the weekend to flow very efficiently. And just to let you guys know, as athletes, if you're looking for someone to discuss workouts with, it's me. If you're looking for someone to discuss scores with, it's going to be Matt. And if you're looking to discuss anything that has to do with the overall presence of the weekend, the media information, you want to get an interview in, you want to tell your family where to show up, you want to find out where you can give share friends and family more information, that will be Austin. And my right-hand man for everything that I do in business is Ryan. Ryan's going to be there also. He's going to be my right-hand man for the weekend. He's just going to make sure that if there's anything going on while we are there and somebody needs help, he's just going to be the person who's able to point you guys in the right direction to have the best weekend possible. So I just want that information to be out there so you guys knew. And now we're going to kind of go on with the flow of things. Austin, Hans, you guys got anything you want to cover from that standpoint?
Hans, anything?
No, Hans?
Nope, I'm good.
Austin, we cover everything?
Yeah, I think there's – so I think there's a lot of people who have never heard of Battle Bunker, especially on this channel. I mean, it started as an obstacle course. I was just making YouTube videos on my life and fitness And I had this idea to build this obstacle course out in the desert. And so I did. And we started creating these episodes. We called them Battle Bunker. And then, you know, a year, year and a half later, as the series grew, it kind of morphed into this, to this competition. Hunter reached out to me. He said, if you ever want to have a competition, I'd love to partner with you. And so you've probably seen Battle Bunker in lots of places. Like, we have this bus that we drive around. We call it the Battle Bunker bus. And we have the Battle Bunker episodes online. But the HyberCon Games is this competition that's hosted by Battle Bunker. And that's where Hunter comes in. And we bring this collaboration of these incredible hybrid athletes from all around the world. We test them through. This year will be 9 events, which is what we're about to go into. And it's exciting. It's thrilling. And it's very competitive when you're actually there and you can feel the environment. We will be live streaming on October 29th, but you can also come and spectate in person in Chula Vista at the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center. And I'm ready to talk about some of these workouts and get started.
Let's go.
Just texting some athletes to make sure that they know that this thing's going on.
I'm about to send a blast out right now. And
I would do that just for efficiency's sake, because I know everyone's going to be contacting us afterwards asking questions. And basically, I'm going to knock this out so that nobody has what ifs and maybes and kindas and how do I do this is. Oh, Caleb Yates.
Buddy.
Oh, if it isn't the baked potato himself. I like it a lot. Will there be a recovery area at the regionals? Ceci? Is it Ceci?
Ceci.
Is it Kiki?
Ceci. Yes. We'll be setting things up. Yeah, yeah. We'll have a cold plunge, hopefully two of them. And then we will have a little mat, hopefully like last year. I don't think you competed. You didn't compete last year in the flagship CC, but we will have a recovery area with some massage, a local massage and body work specialist there to help with you guys.
Okay. So let's break down the weekend, guys. Sending out the last message. We're going to break down the weekend, and basically there's 2 days. There's what's called grit day and there's what's called field day. So the idea of grit day was to test this beyond the body experience. We wanted to find out what was going to happen to athletes when you test them in capacities that were not normal, were not found in the gym, were not measured by rulers and stop clocks exclusively. And we wanted it to be raw. We wanted it to be special and we wanted it to be memorable. So day one is going to include a trail run. We want everybody to know that you need or should, really should, bring trail shoes. For safety's sake, performance sake, it's really important. I'm also going to be real with you guys. It's going to start very early in the morning. We require everyone to bring headlamps. If you guys don't know what that is, Google will help fix that question. All of them are priced between $20 and $100. It's not a humongous investment. I have one pretty much alongside my bed at all times. I love headlamps. They're affordable. They're useful. And you're going to enjoy having them beyond this weekend. So get yourself a headlamp. Make sure that you guys bring headlamps and trail shoes. The next aspect of this day is going to include getting wet. You're going to be in a pool. Understand that you can wear whatever the heck you want in the water. We're not going to judge you. You can wear bikinis. You can wear, what's that?
Speedos.
You can wear whatever the heck you want. Whatever is going to make you feel like you're performing at your best, you can wear. Understand that it may not be ideal in all situations. So maybe bring multiple outfits. There's not going to be a tremendous amount of time, guys, to play dress up. So make sure that whatever you bring is accessible and functional for the job. Okay. That being said, you should bring goggles. You should bring goggles knowing that we're going to be in water, underwater, getting wet. You're allowed to bring swim caps. You are not allowed to bring fins. You are not allowed to bring floaties. You're not, like, there are going to be people there that are going to be supervising and taking care of you at the highest level of capacity. There's going to be no risk. So don't have any fear in that situation. But basically, prepare to get wet. Prepare to be wet for a while. If you guys have anything that makes you feel special, like a blanket or a towel, bring it. Because you're going to want to have it. And it's gonna, you're going to need something that's going to get you through this day, start to finish, in the most efficient and performative way possible.
Are we going to have lifeguards?
Yes, that was what I was trying to say. There are people... That was a dumb question, but I'm going to let you get away with that one. Right. Yeah, I'm going to let everybody understand that the other humongous aspect, if you have not competed at this level or capacity before, understand it's an all-day thing. You guys are going to have access to cafeterias for lunch and breakfast at times, but know that when you're competing from probably around 5 a.m. until about 5 p.m., you are going to be needing to eat a lot of food. And you're going to be needing a lot of hydration, and you're going to need things like sunscreen. So start packing properly now, because once we get the day moving, sure, people will be able to share things and take care of each other. But I prefer that you guys show up with the things that are necessary and perform at your absolute best. So if you like having little snack bars, water bottles, whatever it is, bring that too. That's not part of the required list, but I'm suggesting it heavily because I've done many multi-day competitions and nothing sucks more than not having the nutrition necessary.
Yeah. Let me cut in there and say for the athletes, you're going to be able to get breakfast on grit day. We are going to have to skip lunch. So bring some bars. I'm sure we'll have some bananas, some oranges at the pool. But if you need something a little heavier on the stomach to get you by, bring it. Always have hydration on you. And then after grit day, when we're kind of winding down, you will get dinner, which is included in your registration fee. We will get dinner at the training center.
Yeah. Yeah. Caleb, if I were you, I'd bring bowling shoes. I think that's the most effective way to handle this thing. The run is going to be slightly technical. It is going to be very exciting, and it's going to be dirty and traily enough that you guys need the shoes that are right for the job. So admittedly, if you have like a pair of Nike Metcons, that's not going to cut it. Just letting you guys know. Safety first. Do you guys feel comfortable about going into day two?
So we know there's a trail run. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. So the trail run, we ran it. Obviously, we were testing workouts over the weekend, and there's spots in that trail where there's like 18-inch bridges. You don't have to go on those bridges, but if you do, you're going to be in probably ankle deep, maybe a little bit deeper water and muck and mud. So that's where the trail shoes will come in handy. And also those bridges, staying on them, really slick. So just be prepared for that.
Yeah. It does not rain a lot here. Obviously you already know this is a trail. On the trail, there are some mud spots if it did happen to rain, but I mean, it had just come a heavy rain probably 2 days prior to us going to testing out that trail. Usually it is pretty dry. There are ways to avoid the mud if you want, but just prepare to get maybe a little soft.
Cool. Okay.
Let me answer this question. Samantha, yes, you'll be able to refill reusable water bottles on grit day for sure. At the pool, we do have hydration. Powerlift will be there for water. There is a water machine and water fountain in the pool.
Really, guys, the best thing you can do is bring a ton of water bottles like this. You're probably going to be needing to drink about a gallon of water throughout the day. It's going to come up on you quick, especially after that trail run. So bring a lot of fluids. Also, guys, that being said, when it comes to the trail run, you are able to bring whatever kind of hydration or nutrition that you want on the trail run. Whatever you feel comfortable using, that's cool. We're not going to tell you it's not allowed. So pack whatever the heck you want. It's going to be very close to basically where you guys are sleeping. So it's not going to be very complicated to transport anything. So don't worry about it. Okay, let's talk about day two, which is called field day. This is where we start to notch up the intensity. Grit day was more of this physical endurance aspect kind of style of training and competition. Field day is all about training and intensity. And this is where reps count, seconds count, things get really, really intense. And we want it to be that way. We want to find that aspect of athletes, and we want to bring it to the surface. The strongest will survive, as I like to say. The first thing I'm going to tell you guys about is workout one is going to get very gritty. Me saying that, it is a requirement to bring mouth guards. This isn't a UFC fight, but understand that protection is the utmost importance for us at this level. We want to make sure that everybody gets through this competition and has a really good time. So bring yourself some mouth guards. You will be contending against athletes in a capacity that is going to test you and be worth it to have something like a mouth guard around. The next aspect of this workout that I want to be very honest with you guys is that you're going to want to elevate from whatever trail shoe you have to what we call turf shoes. That means you're going to have a shoe that has a lot of grip on it. If you guys want, I can go run and get a shoe that's a very good example of it so you guys can have a visual perspective. But that being said, it cannot have any plastic on the bottom, so it cannot be a cleat, and it cannot have any kind of metal spikes in it either, okay? You guys are going to be out there on a grass field, a turf field, and we are not using football cleats, none of that kind of stuff. It has to be rubber-based material, okay? And if you guys want, I can run away and go get a shoe right now. Is that going to be helpful?
Yeah, that would be helpful, actually.
All right, be back in a second.
Yeah, because I was sent a picture of a shoe that it's called a crampon. I had never heard of it before, but it did have plastic notches. Anything that sticks into the ground is not going to be allowed.
There's a fine line between those shoes and like a turf shoe, because if you Google turf shoe, sometimes those come up. But yeah, just make sure it doesn't protrude from the shoe, you know, any more than like a quarter of an inch. Mm-hmm.
For those of you that do not know or haven't heard of the HyperCon Games, I'm going to play this short 1 minute video just to give you a refresher.
This year we launched what we call the Pipeline. It's a selection process for hybrid athletes to eventually qualify for our championships in October, the HyperCon Games. We qualified athletes for Regionals during our online combine in April and then hosted Regionals in June in North Carolina and Texas to further qualify athletes for the HyperCon Games. Now, 48 athletes from around the world have been vetted and invited to our championships in October. Now, we'd like to unveil what we call the HyperCon Games. HyperCon is a word we use for hybrid conditioning. The HyperCon Games is a two-day competition on October 28th and 29th set to take place in San Diego, California, inside of the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center. 28th is called Grit Day, which is where we test our athletes mentally. And the 29th is called Field Day, which is where we further physically test our athletes through hybrid workouts. 29th is open to spectators, so you can come out, you can enter for giveaways, you can work out on our course, and you can do other fun events. As we further organize this event, we'll be sharing more info with you guys, including some awesome giveaways from our sponsors, Fatty Meat Sticks, Victos, and Powerlift. Welcome to the 2023 HyperCon Games, brought to you by Battle Bunker.
That's it. So that's just a quick recap to get you guys up to speed. So, Hunter, do you have the shoes?
Yes, I do. I was letting you guys finish your little business. Okay, so right here, guys, I don't know if you can tell, but you can see the volume of these things right here. They're fairly large lugs, okay? You can tell that they're rubber. They're not made of plastic. This kind of stuff is going to be really important, guys. So a typical trail shoe or a boot like Austin likes to wear typically is going to have pretty slick material on it. You're not going to want that. You'll find out pretty quickly when you get there. So my suggestion is you guys go online, look for shoes like this. You can find them all over Amazon. You know, admittedly, I'm a Puma athlete, and these are Puma shoes. These are called, it says Puma Grip. They're the new Nitro Infused, and it's got OptiFit. But I freaking love this shoe, and it's definitely a plug. But that being said, it's valuable, guys. So for the first half of that day, guys, mouth guards and the proper shoes for the turf events. The next aspect of the day, guys, we are going to start going from intensity into weight. Things are going to start to get heavy. And when I say heavy, it's all relative. This is not a powerlifting meet. Everything that we've tested is very capable and very average. And based on a lot of statistics that I use from looking at all the tests and metrics of military athletes around the world to give you guys the best and most exciting workouts possible. So don't think that this is going to be impossible or you're incapable of handling these workouts. But that being said, it's heavy. So this is where I'm going to allow you guys, weight belts are allowed. Okay. Straps, things like that, things that anything is going to allow you to hook around materials, that's not allowed. We're only allowing you guys to bring things like straps and knee sleeves if you want to, so that you guys always feel as safe as possible doing the workouts. It's not going to make you do the workouts faster, but it's what it's going to do is protect you guys just in case you feel like you're compromised at any point. So weight belts, knee sleeves, whatever it is, you guys are allowed to bring it. The next thing that I want to address with you guys is that gloves are allowed, and I also suggest them. So I've competed in many events that are multiple days, and especially being out there in the hot sun, the last thing you guys want is to have your hands compromised, because all of our workouts include your hands being used. So if you guys all of a sudden tear your hands, what's going to happen is it's going to prevent you from performing at a high level for the rest of the weekend. So bring gloves. If you don't want to use them, so be it. But I would suggest, you know, you can get things like gardener gloves, turf gloves, whatever is best for you to perform. That's what I suggest. Anything you guys want to cover beyond that for the next section?
Yeah. So
y'all going to have chalk?
No chalk allowed.
Okay.
Chalk's not allowed. So we've had some questions about what type of gloves, like some athletes have sent me snow gloves, like mechanics gloves, fingerless gloves, a good glove. And they were our sponsor this year. It's called the Cadre glove by Victos. I believe they will be sending us some. So we may have some on hand, but don't trust that. If you want to go with the Victos Cadre glove or like a mechanics glove, that would be optimal. Be sure that it's enough to cover your hands, but thin enough that way your hands won't be moving around inside of them. So they need to be kind of tight.
I think the football gloves are awesome. You can get them. They're like wide receiver gloves. They're fit perfectly.
Yeah. Something to cover. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. I think another thing, if you guys look up the kind of gloves that like chainsaw people who are running chainsaws use, they're a little bit tighter than a typical yard working glove. Those things are more finesse and they still protect your fingers really well. I think that's another awesome kind of glove. Just look it up. I use them all the time for when I'm chopping wood, running my chainsaws, and my fingers never get hurt. And you're always kind of just handling tons of gnarly shit. They're great and they're very affordable. So yeah, the
other one is the Gorilla gloves too. You can get them on Amazon. They're cheap. They come in like packs of five or six.
Will they be able to handle pythons like this though? That's the question.
We shall find out.
Did you start taking that Strength X2 yet, Austin? Because you're looking a little small. And if you were on Strength X2, you wouldn't even fit in this camera lens.
Am I looking small? Because I've been taking it. Matt can attest to that.
Have you really been?
Dude, yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm definitely taking up the show right now. But I am tripling in size every day.
Come on now. Give me a
little
credit.
That's good. Your angles are a little off. Angles are off.
We don't see the bottom half of Austin, but he's got these, I'd say, 4.5 to 5.5 inch short shorts. When he hits the gym, his legs are looking
I'm actually wearing pants right now. It's weird.
Ooh. What's wrong? Are you going to church?
Are you okay?
Are you all right?
Who hurt you? I bet they got to be stretchy though.
I know it's weird. It's weird.
Pants can't
fit. They are. Check this out.
I love the stretchy. Even jeans.
Are they ABC pants?
What is that? They're more like, I don't know, to be honest.
So I rock the Lululemon ABC pants. And and I can go anywhere in them. Like, I've done taken so many meetings in them. I have gone to weddings in them, funerals in them, like everything. And they look incredible. And like, you know, I don't know why, but my ass just like runs at like probably like 120 degrees at all times. It's like a hot tub back there. So it just handles, it handles that heat.
Handles the swass.
It does, dude.
I like how you mentioned, you guys. I like how you mentioned you wear them to the gym and then funerals. Like, do you go to a lot of funerals?
I've been to a couple. I'm not going to lie. This is going to get dark, but I've had a lot of people pass away in my life. A lot of friends. It's not great. And I also have not had a lot of weddings. Like, all my friends are deciding to get married very late. I'm hoping, I mean, you guys, we're all single. So like, hopefully we all get married pretty soon, because I've got all these nice suits inside my closet. I'm hoping to use them, guys. So,
well, Matt's married. Hans is married.
What, how old were you when you got married, Matt?
Me? The first time or the fourth time?
You're married four times?
Yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah, bro.
I should have gotten your resume before we hired you.
I know, man. So, yeah. So, the second time I was, what, 4 years ago. So 34.
So you've only been married twice.
Sure. Yes. No, I've been married.
You've been married four times.
Four times. Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe one of those was to the same girl.
No, it wasn't. I've known people that do that, though. They're married for like 10 years and then they get divorced and then like, oh man, maybe I was right. Maybe I'll go back to the first one and they get remarried again. But no.
Dude, that's what Jason from GoRuck did.
To Emily?
Jason, his wife. I don't know his wife, but he told me that one time. He was like, I've already been divorced and we got remarried. And I was like, interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. No, I just got married real young and it was kind of a mistake. And you know, you learn from stuff, and I grew from there. So, made better decisions later on in life, I guess.
And now you're part of the A team.
Yeah.
I feel like, if you guys seen the movie MacGruber, where he's got like all of his like the hardest hitters in the van, and he's telling them, he's just like, "Well, you're not part of the A team, packed with like 500 pounds of C4," and then it like blows up. That's, you guys never seen MacGruber?
No, I've never seen it.
I used to watch MacGyver. Oh, MacGyver's on my TV right now.
Just so that we can all stay friends, will you guys all watch MacGruber tonight?
Okay.
Sure.
I don't have that type of time. I can't just watch movies like you, Hunter.
Oh, wow. Wow. You guys are, I was going to watch Blade last night, but I fell asleep too early. All right. So, even though I would love to talk about MacGruber and Blade, I kind of want to keep on covering things. So, in reality, guys, we broke the first day and the second day. Understand that first day is going to be running from 5 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's an all-day event. There's going to be breaks in between. You obviously will have resources available to you to make sure that you guys stay hydrated, go to the bathroom, whatever the heck it is. You're not in the woods. But understand that, you know, it's an all-day event. Prepare for an all-day event. Understand that also you're going to go through four tests on day one.
Wow.
Secondly, guys, day two is an all-day event as well. It's going to be a little bit of a later start, but it's going to be running. And once the clock's going, I say this in the most professional way possible, once the river starts going, we don't go back upstream. It's a constant flow of energy, guys. It's a professional level event. There's a lot of moving pieces. So make sure that you understand that when you guys get started in the day, that you're prepared to continue to move forward for the rest of the day. It's going to make things easier on yourself. It's going to make things easier on the staff, whatever it is. We've given you guys as much information as necessary to make sure that you're fully prepared to perform at the highest level. And beyond that, guys, I'm going to slowly kind of trickle out some information over the next couple of weeks. So please stay attentive to the social media channels involved. Meaning go to the HyberCon game social media page, Battle Bunker social media page. You know, I may mess around and post a thing or two that kind of tickles the fancy of the
tickles your ass with a feather.
Yeah. I don't know about that. That was a little odd, Ryan. But you guys will be getting bits of information throughout the weeks leading up to this thing, and I'm just going to kind of mess with your guys' heads to make sure that it's fun. But it is going to be an absolute blast. And our real goal at the end of this thing is to not only challenge you guys, but to bring you guys together and learn more about athletes and sports all together, so that our third version of this is even better than the second one. We've increased so much and improved so much upon our year one. And we've learned so much every single time we test you guys, so that this version we have right now is the best version we can provide. And the next version is getting multitudes better than that one. So we appreciate you guys coming to the second year of our championship. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And it's in Southern California in Chula Vista, where the most elite athletes in the entire world train, compete, and live. So you are really on historical ground, and we're really, really lucky. Like, in the many years that I've competed, I've never even been able to compete or even stay in a facility this nice. So, like, Austin, I got to say, I'm very thankful for you securing this. When he originally told me that he was going to go get a deal with the Olympic Training Center, I was like, yeah, right, dude. Whatever. Whatever, dude. And then he scored it. He scored it, and
gotta shoot as high as you can.
Right, dude? Like Victoria's Secret models only, and you went for it. And you went for it, dude. So the other piece is, guys, on field day, there's going to be 5 tests. So be ready. It's compete, rest a second, compete, rest a second, eat some food, compete again, eat a little more food, compete again, compete, compete, compete. And the coolest part about this is not only the competition, but also kind of the give back program, which is cash. You know, you guys are competing for cash and title. So understand.
30 grand.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a significant amount of money, and it's high level stuff. You know, I think that if you guys are showing up, have as much fun as possible, but understand that some people are taking this really seriously and want that money. So who may be your friend may have a dagger in their back pocket looking to take you out. So always be looking. Mm-hmm. Always be looking. Caleb, Marshall, I know you guys are probably on here right now. If you guys have any questions, like, I want to put it out there. Guys, ask it now, because I know you guys are going to text me later and ask it. So I prefer you get it out of the way now.
Alex says, can I wear a weight vest while I film? Of course, Alex.
Alex, I think you should.
Whatever is going to do to help you with fight the fat. Because, you know, you need to step up your game.
Since we got these guys here right now, can we just get a little bit of an update? Like, Ryan, what's going on with your bod?
I'm down to 170 today. Previously coming from 180.
And
that's all I'll give.
I should have put all you guys in this. What about Matt, do you want to join the challenge? You guys could get in. Whoever's the best transformation. I mean, Ryan's going to crush you guys, but I put a bet down between Alex and Ryan to see who could get the best body.
The best body?
In 2 months.
Dude, I'm like, crap. You give me 2 months and I'd have my six-pack back and I'd be all jacked and juicy.
What about you, Austin? What are your body goals coming up?
Probably to drop about 10 pounds. I want to hit a 5-minute mile. And I want to run the half marathon in November.
Mm. We're doing that Malibu half?
The Mali half?
I started this year at 248. I was thick.
You're 248 now, right now?
No. That was January, February time frame. I'm about 223, 224.
Sexy.
Austin,
dude,
can you
move for
about,
being a guy. You can freaking move, thought, man.
Didn't you just hit like a 7:30 mile?
No. That was a 5K. 7:30
with
pace.
7:30 average pace.
Yeah, I think when I just hit a mile, I think I came in at 5:40.
Wow.
That was probably a month. Go ahead.
No, my best piece of advice for you or anybody who's listening to this, you want to get ready for that half marathon and also increase your speed overall, do negative split runs. So like I would start out with 60 minute ones, then a couple weeks later, bring it up to 70 after you've done a couple of those, then bring it up to 80 after you've done a couple of those, and then sit around 80 to 90 minutes maybe. But you start out with like 10 minute miles, really slow, even me. And then after 10 minutes, you cut it down and you're like the nines or the 830s. After another 10 minutes, you're in the sevens or the eights. You know, after that, you're lower and lower. You're trying to take about 30 to 60 seconds off per mile. And, you know, those last 10 minutes, you're cooking. And what it does is basically your body has what's called the cardiac drift. Like no matter what, over time, the same amount of work will cost you more just because you get more exhausted. It's more complicated for your body to achieve the same task as it goes further, not only because of the exhaustion of the body, but the core temperature rising. So what you do is you teach your body to build intensity over time and be prepared to stay strong, like be faster near the end rather than faster near the beginning, because most people way screw up their pacing. And if you can nail that style of training down, you'll have massive results. So negative split run between now and the Malibu half and you'll crush.
Hey, I got a question for Austin.
Yep.
We have probably a sliver of the people that, you know, on here live, 37, I think up to 40 at one point. Obviously, there's a lot of interest in actually watching what's going on. So can you speak to what's going on as far as what you're going to have for live stream, what it was last year and how you've upgraded? Because I know you're constantly making the viewership even better. So are you able to talk on that?
Yeah, that's the whole thing behind HybridCon Games. We want people to be engaged. We want to be able to share it with people. Last year, I had an incredible live stream crew. I had some virtual hosts and I wasn't a part of the live stream. This year I will be. This year I will be streaming from about 7 to 4. I'll be in and out, of course, but we have two virtual hosts that are going to be coming in and just chatting with the camera. We have an athlete debrief section. So when an athlete either takes first or second or whatever, after they're done breathing and recovering, they'll come over with me and chat with me. I'll be able to engage and speak with a virtual host. That's something we didn't have last year. We'll have a 3 to 4 camera setup this year. Last year we had 2 to 3, and field day is going to be, the majority of the events are going to be on one field, which will prevent us from having to sunset the live stream and then go in live again. So we expect that concurrent live stream to be brought to you in the same stream. It'll prevent you from having to bounce around to different links and everything like that. So that's just a few of the things that we've done to upgrade the live stream experience. Plus, field day this year is going to be from about 7 to 4. Last year, the whole competition was like from, I don't know, 5 a.m. to like 6 p.m. It was a long commitment, and the live stream crew was pulling their hair out. I was pulling my hair out. This year, we have a better schedule. 2 days, yeah. So Grit Day will not be live streamed just because it's going to be cut off to spectator and public access. Just because all of our resources are going to be going into providing oversight. We're creating a documentary. All of our media will be frontlining that documentary. So the athletes are going to get featured in a documentary that's going to be available either on Amazon Prime or YouTube Premium. And field day is going to be live stream for the viewers to engage, for us to chat with people and for families and friends to watch their athletes compete.
Is there going to be bleachers around the HybridCon course, or are we standing on the hill?
There won't be bleachers. For spectators, I mean, from about 7 to about 2, so 7, mm-hmm. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 7 hours will be on the field. We have bleachers on the field. We have vendors, booths set up. You can go do giveaways. You can go win prizes, products. And it's going to be such a better setup for spectators and for vendor booths this year as well.
Very cool.
Bitching.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Matt.
Sorry. The scoring will be live. So I'm going to do my best to get all the scores input as fast as I can. So it like for Grit Day, if you're online and have the link, which we'll send out you'll be able to see everybody score right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another piece that I didn't mention is we're working with a platform called ProFit. It's going to provide us live scoring. And you know, that's something Matt is going to be facilitating is the live scoring. So we will get to broadcast it live to you guys and in real time. So that's going to be great. Mike Brown. Hunter, I'll let you
answer
this.
Mike Brown's the biggest man in the universe.
Definitely. He's definitely our thickest athlete for sure.
Dude, I didn't see that guy. I mean, like, I saw him compete a little bit in regionals from watching some videos, but then all of a sudden when I start seeing posting recently, I start to recognize how gigantor this man is. Lord have mercy if you're competing against him. He's a beast.
Yeah, so we may do a flex off event for the live stream, Mike, if you want, but of course you're always welcome to go shirtless.
Yeah.
Except for the third event, you will have to wear a shirt for that one.
Yeah. I really hope that you're as well, you know, I have to wear a shirt. It could hurt. People were crying during testing. Not myself.
I was tough crying.
Yeah. I hope you're as tough as you look, bro. Because a lot of these events, when I was like kind of programming them and looking at the people who are involved, I was like, damn, I want to see this guy do the damn thing. You better not be all show. You better be a lot of go. Because I'm going to be sitting there. He's tough.
He was go at regionals. He placed top nine at regionals. Mike, what was your final spot at regionals?
Live scoring, sweet. Real-time updates, key.
Parker, Austin, are we going to have the voice of George?
Say again.
Are we going to have the voice with us, George?
No, George is going to be in Trinidad this year, unfortunately.
Trinidad.
Why are you walking?
Is he from Trinidad?
Yeah, he's Trinidadian, yeah.
That's awesome.
Voice is amazing.
George
was a unique experience.
He was in the Marine Corps, and he was a drill instructor, so it's ingrained into him.
Perfect. Position for him.
I just don't understand. That man's voice did not. Did you get a loud horn for me yet?
Not yet, but it's coming.
You screwed me last time. I had like.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing last time. I know. You were like.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny to see you a little flustered.
I was trying.
Even though it was scared me too, I was like, oh, shoot, Hunter's a little stressed out. I should probably be stressed out too. But we got it done. We did.
I mean, listen, I think very fondly of our first experience. It was a special one. It's a special one. It's like, you know, when you have Thanksgiving at your house for the first time and then you like bring the turkey out at the wrong time, this, that, and the other thing. But there's a lot of love and joy put into it. You're like, hey, man, we got the first year over with. Now is where things start to get really good.
So I remember the first.
Yeah.
When we launched the first wave of the first event, Hunter's, you know, he's like, go. And then we were probably 50 feet in front of the athletes. And some of these athletes took off like wildfire, like Ryan Ryland and a few of the others, I believe, BJ Jones. And Hunter's like, go, go, go. So I floor the golf cart and it gets thrown off weight and I run into a bush.
No, you.
Somebody fell off the cart too.
I jumped off the cart. We have to get that video. Do you have that video?
I've got the video.
Bring that up. We got to play that real quick.
Okay, I jumped
off the cart because these athletes didn't know where they were going. And I'm in combat boots. And these guys are racing at full speed. They're in rucks, but still, they're racing full speed. I jump off the cart and now I'm just running in front of the pack. And Austin's trying to get the cart back together. Like, it was such a cluster to get the day started with, but it sits so fondly in my heart. I'm like, God, what a life.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say to Parker?
I was wondering if Parker, why didn't Parker attempt this? I also got to ask a question. I know just through experience, I think fifth or sixth at regionals, Mike Brown. I know just through experience that that often if we start out with 40, if we start out with 48 athletes, there's a chance that less than that will show up. Is there something, just in case anybody's sitting on the edge of their seat right now with qualifiers just below the ones who already did qualify, if you find out that people are dropping out and, like, let's just say, oh, you know, someone got sick in the family, oh, work changed, is there any way for the athletes to stay on top of the potential of spots opening up?
Yeah, so we have a list. I have an immediate list of three men, three women who are next up for spot fillers if someone drops out. And we've had three athletes drop out so far, and we filled them. So, yeah.
I've just had a lot of athletes contact me and say, well, any spots left?
Yeah, so we have filled the spots, yeah. But
can we discuss Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Can we discuss the wild card spots?
Yeah. So we started out, we started out with an international regional, which international athletes could submit and they would actually attend and compete. And we didn't have enough interest from international athletes. So we extended invites to them. So we saved an international invite for some of the international competitors like Guillaume Bouchard, which is an incredible competitor. He placed number one top scores over the entire combine. And then we open it up to hero wildcards, three men and three women, which are anybody who's active military, active EMT, teacher, nurse, anyone in the medical field. And then we also have regular wildcards who are people who are not in this space, who do not compete in this space that maybe would want to try it that we've extended. There's only two. There's one male and one female that we have extended those invites to. So those are the wild cards.
Are you going to keep it secret?
Are they accepted?
Announced. One male, one female.
Yep. On hybridcongames.com, if you go click on the athletes, you will see those athletes in there. So yes, they have accepted.
Well, do you want to mention their names? Because I feel like a lot of people don't know about this.
I won't mention names yet. I won't mention names. I'll let them go to the website, either that or see them competing in person.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting choice. Very interesting. All right. Well, did you find that video of us crashing into the tree?
I'm looking for it. I don't see it yet.
Well, guys, where do you go on the website, Austin? Because I'm on the main page. It goes through
it is,
how many people have...
I've got it.
Share the screen. Enhance. My tits are wrecked right now. I just did Murph training this morning. We woke up at 5 a.m., just filmed and lifted as hard as we could. I got 255 for 10 sets of lunges. Fucking my ass cheeks are the size of a Mount Vesuvius.
Okay, so here's Hunter yelling at me, and here's me taking off in the car. I don't know if you can hear that. Actually, this is not it. Sorry. Let me go back and try to find.
It is so good. We just rammed into a tree.
These are some clips from last year.
The best. Grant. Love Grant.
Grant will be there as a judge this year.
Yeah. Big G. That guy is enormous.
He is. He's a big guy.
I don't know if I've ever seen a human being that large. Like, his arms are the size of my thighs.
Grant versus Mike. We should have them wrestle.
I honestly think, like, I really think Mike is a superstar, but I think Grant might be a little bigger.
Grant's got the height for sure. Grant's 6'4".
God, he's a cannon of a man.
Okay, we're going to find this.
You really, really stretched this out. Wow, box of cash?
Yeah, this is the trials that we were doing.
Was this on our page? On this page of us crashing?
Yeah. Yep.
If you just send it to me, I'll probably reshare it and make sure the people get to see us ramming into a tree.
Okay.
Man, I had a glorious mustache last year. It was caramel macchiato. It was pumpkin spice latte season.
Oh, you should grow it back.
I can't grow my mustache out because girls just go so crazy. They go nuts. You can't help it. It's strawberry blonde. It's just a color that girls are obsessed with. I think your Latino mustache is really nice, but if it was strawberry blonde, people would lose their shit.
Oh yeah. Just wait till it starts curling up.
Yeah. Do you have like wax or grease that you handle it with?
Oh yeah, you gotta put wax in it.
Dude, I don't know what it is, but like if I grow out my facial hair, I just get so itchy and the skin gets so dry. Do you not get that at all?
Yeah.
I do.
You got to use some beard oil.
Yeah.
Beard oil always smells like shit. Like, I don't want to smell like a guy who lives in the Panga.
That's patchouli oil. There's like regular beard oil.
I can't find it on here for some reason. Maybe it's not posted.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
I'll repost it. Don't worry.
I'm going to bet that it's on Hunter's page. I'll go back through it.
I have no clue. You want to find it?
Maybe on my page.
Between now and I'm just so bummed, dude. Like I put up this ask a question thing last night and tried to load it up multiple times. And I know later on today I'm gonna have like 100 questions come through. And it's all right. We'll handle it later. Also, using coconut oil. I don't know. Every single time I talk to people about like I rubbed coconut oil on myself and some people are like, that's perfect. Other people are like, it's terrible. It'll clog your pores.
Mm.
Everyone's got a thing. You know what was amazing? When I was in military school, I learned about cocoa butter. Dude, my skin looked amazing. Like I could have been a hand model. My hands were so smooth. You guys should all get into cocoa butter. Like, is that the magic of the military, too?
No, it's – we don't have magic.
You guys
Those
had
are
nothing
– high-caliber athletes.
You guys didn't have anything that you learned while being in the military that was, like, a hack, a life hack?
I mean,
other than, like,
Yeah,
that moleskin for your boots, duct tape for your feet, you know, things like that. But, no, nothing to prevent your skin from being – itchy and dry.
My 3.5 month stint in military school accelerated my life like 10 years. I learned more in those 3 months on how to be a man, take care of myself, fight, use mental warfare. Like, it was crazy.
Is military school?
It was Hargrave Military Academy, and I had been getting like in trouble and suspended all the time. And my family basically like lied to me and were like, oh yeah, we're going to take you somewhere for the summer. And then all of a sudden they just dropped me off at military school. And I mean, dude, it's the hardest of the hard. I think it's considered the hardest military school on the East Coast. And it's just a development program where you're basically in the structure of, I think, well, there goes Matt. I think you're basically in the structure of like a development program, like almost like ROTC type stuff, but you're actually going to school there. Like, I had to go to school, but then there's like this whole military regiment surrounding it. And like, they use very different tactics of punishment there and communication with the students than they do in a regular school. Like, I got in trouble all the time. They basically told the commandant down there, they were like, we're leaving our son with you and he's going to fuck with you. And we are not going to pay you if you kick him out. Like, you are not going to get the rest of your money if he ends up getting kicked out of here. And it was like a test. And I did everything in my power to get kicked out of there. So because of that, there was what was called the bull ring. It's a 100 by 100 square in the hot sun. And you just have to walk around it for hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you screw up, then they make you do push-ups on the hot pavement. And then if you screw up beyond that, which I had had dozens of hours of walking around that box a week, then you get put in the basement in the bomb shelter all by yourself. Just like a pad of paper, and you have to like write about what you did wrong. And, you know, that was kind of their punishment system. Like, they didn't beat me or anything. But the real intensity of it all comes when the security guards and the instructors are not around and the battles that are going on between you and the other students start to pick up. Like, you have to learn how to be on your damn toes and you have to have eyes in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. But that's why I'm as tough as I am now.
Because of military school?
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, I showed up to military school at probably 120 pounds and 5'4", maybe. And there were kids that were 6'4", 250. All the black kids were like literally three times the size of me. They were just monsters. And I mean, they're all, everyone, we all had a blast together, but it was like, it was war. And man, I learned how to fight. And if you don't want to learn how to fight, what you learn how to do is negotiate. And that is almost even more important to psychologically understand somebody before they can even swing on you.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Let me
answer this question for Mike really quick. Mike, we are unsure of the qualification process for next year. We have an idea in mind of opening up a mass competition for people to enter and compete and to qualify, but not 100% sure. I'm sure there will be auto qualifiers and invites back for if you place, you know, let's say within the top for sure.
All right. You found the video, Ryan?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Let's see.
245 is coming soon. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. 3, 2, 1, go! Holy shit. Just keep going. Keep going.
Good response time. Good response time.
Oh my God. You gotta back it up.
God, this is it.
Yeah, baby!
This is embarrassing.
What do you expect? I bring the best, baby. Yeah!
I caught up though.
Awesome.
Huh?
I caught up though.
The competition is spicy.
Come on, let's go, baby.
Run ahead.
Go, let's go, baby.
Game on, baby. Woo! The heat is off.
Hope you got some good footage of Austin crashing the
dude,
car.
I got everything.
I just bounced off. I was like, keep moving. You gotta have men who want to pivot like that in your life.
You gotta want it to be.
So right now, guys, we got Rylan, North American champion for Spartan Race. He's leading. Right now, I'm assuming we're probably holding a clip of about 5:30 to 5:45. And, you know, we just came off a downhill. I'm assuming most of these athletes are going to be holding about a six-minute pace. Slow down a little bit. So they're going to be holding about a six-minute pace on these flats. Next, you got Jared Newby. He was the runner-up.
All right. Are we good?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the Triple R last year. For those of you who weren't in tune with our first competition, the Triple R was a two-mile ruck run and a 2,000-meter row. And then an 800-meter sprint. So it was a break-off, and it was full out. And when we started the ruck, I gassed the golf cart and just ran into the bush. Good times.
Hey, I'm super proud of you. I'm super-duper proud.
Thank you. I know.
All right, guys. We'll wrap this thing up. Finishing notes, I just want to tell everybody, Battle Bunker, October 28th, 29th. We've been talking about it. Day one is just for athletes. Day two is for anybody who wants to spectate, vendors, all-day experience. It's going to be an absolute blast. It's at the, you know, Elite Training Center down in Chula Vista. It is as beautiful as it could possibly get for a training and competing ground. You're going to want to come check it out. Great way to spend a Sunday. If you guys want to stay on top of anything else that we're doing every Monday and Thursday, we're doing this show. Usually on Mondays, we're doing interviews with people. On Thursdays, we're doing an update show, just keeping you guys posted of what we got coming up next. Last but not least, guys, we've got a lot of things coming up in the pipeline. We've got Seattle this weekend, Big Bear, Kodiak 100 the next weekend. I'm going to be competing in Birmingham, United Kingdom the following weekend, and then it's Battle Bunker after that. If you guys want to get involved in anything we're doing, stay on top of our social media. We've got email lists also. And last but not least, guys, if you want to support what we're doing, always kind of leave a review, leave a comment, share it, whatever the heck it is. We're always trying to give back to the community to make this a better experience for hybrid sports. So we're investing as much time, money, and you know, resources that we have into building this thing up, not only through competitions. We've also got a supplement company called Builder Sports. It's international. If you guys want good products, it's around the world. If you guys want good training, we've got house training to help get you guys ready for these style events. We've got a very hardworking team, and we're always going to bring you guys the best quality products. So thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you guys so much for your support. Anything you guys give to us, we'll give back tenfold. So as I always say, guys, biceps when races. Thanks for showing up, and we'll see you at the next show.
We're going to choose a winner today from last show of somebody that left a comment. We're going to give them a builder bundle here in the States.
Oh, dude, look at the size of these freaking arms. They're dangerous now. I need a new shirt.
Almost takes up the entire third of the screen.
I know, dude. Oh, it's getting bigger, dude. It's getting bigger, boys. I pulled 100 for a chin-up 3 times today, dude. Jeez. 3 freaking times, dude.
You're getting to Michael Eckert status.
Dude, don't make me. Dude, you know what I can? I've got my strength back. Remember how weak I was that you guys beat me in arm wrestling? We were at Battle Bunker. Dude, I tore Caleb's arm off the other day. Now I've got my strength back because I'm back on a strength routine, dude. Austin, next time I'm coming down, dude, I'm about to snap down on you.
Okay, good. I'll be waiting for it.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thug love. I'm over and out.